Thanks for joining us in the trenches with Dave Lapham, brought to you by First Star Logistics. And I want to congratulate you on deciding to do so, because Lou Anarumo is the guest. And Lou Anarumo is hot. He's on fuego. It's unbelievable. This defensive football team is really, really intact from last year. They've got some great additions. I think that they peaked at the right time. They were playing their best football at the conclusion of the season. And obviously you can't say automatically it's going to carry over. But I'll tell you, the way they approach everything on the defensive side of the football, the coaching staff, the players, they're going to be playing at a very, very high level very, very early in the season. And bottom line is, this football team on the defensive side of things is all about effort. They play hard. You're going to like what Lou Anarumo has to say about this football team 2022. Our 1 million YouTube view giveaways contest, courtesy First Star Logistics, continues with a special contest that runs until August 7th, 9 o'clock. So you have plenty of time, but don't procrastinate. Don't wait, because prizes include 2 tickets to a Cincinnati Reds game in the Boone County Bourbon Room with Dave Lapham. That would be me. 2 tickets to Cincinnati Reds game in the Boone County Bourbon Club with a celebrity to be determined later. And I know you're going to like that. It's big time. A signed Dave Lapham jersey. First Star Logistics custom backpack filled with apparel and gear. A $300 value. Very nice prize. 2 $50 gas cards with the price of gas today. Nice. To enter, just go to the link and description below or scan the QR code. Appreciate you joining us in the trenches with Dave Lapham, brought to you by First Star Logistics. And you're going to be rewarded, because we've got Lou Anarumo, defensive coordinator, the Cincinnati Bengals, is our special guest today. And Coach, welcome back. It's good to have you back. Defend that AFC championship. What's it like bringing the boys, bringing the band back together?
Yeah, we just had our first unit meeting about 10 minutes ago, and it's good to see everybody's face again. And, looking forward to getting started tomorrow with practice.
So you you basically get an eyeball test on guys. Everybody looked like they've been doing something anyway since they parted ways with you after the mini camp and OTAs.
Yeah, I think it's so different than years past, and these guys are just, they really don't get out of shape. It's only been 4 weeks, 4.5 weeks, whatever, since we broke. And they're training here. These guys train all year round. They're really, their break is right after the season to kind of let their bodies heal. Our guys and most NFL guys, they don't look at this summer as it's vacation time. That they're prepping for the season. So there's not a lot of guys taking trips, places, and doing different things like that. They're in getting ready for the season mode, and that's what's most important. So, yeah, to your question, they look great and ready to go.
So I'm going to get this out of the way, because everybody's going to want to know what Coach Lou thinks about the Jesse Bates situation. I know it's being handled as well as can be handled on both sides of things, and it's just a difficult part of the business in the National Football League. Have you had many conversations with Jesse in the offseason?
Yeah, I've talked to him a bunch, and I think it's not anybody's first rodeo when it comes to a player that's going through things. And as I said yesterday, kind of in the media deal, that we have the utmost respect for Jesse, and know that when he does arrive, whenever that may be, he'll be in great shape and ready to go, and he'll I have no doubt about that. So whenever they may be, it'll be, and we'll, in the meantime, we'll get some of these other guys some reps and go from there.
Not a chance, like you said, workouts start. Now you get a chance to see there's like learning, and then there's retention of learning. Mm-hmm. And now you find out the retention ability of some of these young players on your defensive side of the football. You probably already have a pretty good handle on that, having spoken to, you know, college coaches and all that sort of thing. But do you anticipate that to be a big plus in terms of what you got going defensively?
I think so. You know, it's, you know, having a chance to work with the young guys in the spring, and then, you know, a month later they're back working in the same system. And so, you know, we'll find out a lot. I think it's going to be, you know, I was asked yesterday about, you know, what are you most looking forward to? Obviously the season, but in training camp, you know, just getting to see these young guys play football, and they're going to have a lot of opportunity to do that in the preseason games. So, you know, I'm anxious to see all of them go out there and see what they got.
Is that the biggest tiebreaker? I mean, you know, you have to, you can be the greatest player in the world, the greatest athlete in the world, but if you don't know where you're supposed to be, when you're supposed to be there, you're not very good to anybody. And you really, in terms of what you present to players, you really say, hey, we need you to study this up. We need you to understand what's going on. I'm going to challenge you intellectually and physically. I mean, your package is a sophisticated one. Is that a big deal to you, that football IQ and the ability to process and learn?
No, for sure. You know, especially with all that offenses give you these days, it's not just one or two things. You know, there's so many different variables that, you know, every offense that you play in this league gives you. So things are going to change weekly in the game plans. It's never going to just be one thing. And while our core values of what we do don't change much, how we may attack one team from one week to the next will change drastically based on, you know, what we think we have to do to stop that team. And half to half.
Yeah, right. Half to half, no question. And almost series to series. I mean, there is so much that goes on. I mean, what is it like? Take us through in a say, you know, you're playing the Pittsburgh Steelers in the opener, or the Miami Dolphins on the Thursday night game, and both of them are at Paul Brown Stadium. Off the field comes your defense, and now they've done something that nobody really anticipated whatsoever, particularly that opener. You never know what's going to happen in the opener. Yeah. What's it like? What's the process like? Take us through the process of making those immediate adjustments that you have to make.
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, and the way I've always talked to the group about it is, you know, we present it this way. We tell them as we go into game weeks, you know, we want to nail the things that we know that they're going to do. So here's here's the Steelers staple runs and passes. We know they're going to do that. And then we have rules in our defense. And then, so whatever's new, that handles that part of it. So that while they may run a different play or a different formation, and it may catch us off guard, it shouldn't be anything where it's like, you know, a huge adjustment. It may be, all right, hey, we have to do this now. You know, adjust to that, but it's we have rules, and doesn't matter what they do. We don't ever say, hey, it's going to be a touchdown if they do this. That never happens. So that's not in any of our plans. So we do have rules for that. So for the new stuff, and like you mentioned, the first game, there's going to be stuff that we haven't seen. That's just how it is.
Coach, your football team in general, the defensive side of the football as well, it's so young. I mean, yeah. You know, you don't have any players. The only double-digit career players are the specialists, you know, and there's competition going on for those jobs at training camp. There's competition everywhere. Mm-hmm. But this football team is, I mean, across the board, in the early stages of their prime, or maybe in a little bit later in their prime, but all of them are in their prime. How exciting is it that you won an AFC championship and coming to defend it with a group this young?
That's great. And you know, we obviously had some growing pains with some of the guys, you know, Logan and Jermaine and, you know, even Jesse when we first got here. You know, those guys are now all grown up. And, oh, by the way, they're only in their third and fourth year, some of them. So, and they've got a ton of experience. And it's just such a different thing when, yes, you can have a young team, but guys that have played a lot, and it's really it's a huge advantage for us.
So you've got young guys that you drafted defensively in terms of up front and on the back end, but you also have young guys that are virtually rookies because injuries robbed them of that first experience. Joseph Osai, Wyatt Hubert. Talk about those guys. Talk about what your expectations are, you know, when you kind of unfold the talents of those guys.
Yeah, I glumped them in with the rookies this year, just because of what you said. You know, Joseph, you know, Wyatt didn't do anything because of his pec, and you know, Joe hurt his knee and his wrist, and you know, had a couple splash plays in the first preseason game, but really hadn't done anything since. So it's going to be huge for them to get back out there in training camp, get back to work, and then, you know, go out there and play and be available. And I can't wait to watch them.
With what you've done, how you've put this football team together, you know, physically and mentally, I mean, do you literally say how much of your day is tinkering with, all right, boy, these guys are so athletic and so versatile. I can try this and do this and invert this and do. I mean, do you spend a lot of your day doing that, or is it something that an idea pops up, you write it down on a napkin, you know, and you want to remind yourself of it? What's the process of the creativity of what you got going defensively? Yeah.
I think that we took time after the Super Bowl and, you know, kind of took a look at what we did and how we did it, and really, as you go through the spring and you're, you know, researching different things, what you think, hey, this kind of fits us a little bit, maybe we can do this. And then you kind of categorize those things and you leave them somewhere on the computer, and you know, we dabbled in some of that in the spring, some of the new stuff that we like. And then really the creativity to me comes, you know, we're going to put in the nuts and bolts of everything here in training camp. The creativity comes in when we start game planning, you know, because now, hey, we're going to do this against this specific situation or personnel grouping or whatever. And so our guys have been able to handle that certainly in the spring, certainly all last year. And these new guys will have to catch up fast with that stuff.
So in your opinion or your mindset, a Lou Anarumo defense, I want my defense to have these qualities. What might some of those things be? Like if you've got a defense you're putting out in the football field, yeah, what's first and foremost that you say, I got to check that box?
Yeah, I want to make sure three specific things. I want these guys to be physical. I want the other team to say, oh my God, that was an unbelievable physical team we played. I want the opponent to think, man, that was one of the smartest teams we played. They did not hurt themselves. They were situationally aware. They never put themselves in a bad spot. No one forced errors. And then finally, I want them to say, oh my God, those guys were flying around the field. They were fast. So physical, smart, and fast. That's what we want to be. That's kind of our, you know, trademark around here is, you know, you can hang your hat on those three things, that's what we're going to be. And I would go as far to say Zach would probably say the same thing on offense, you know, that, you know, those three attributes, if the opponent's coming off saying those things, man, you probably had a good day.
No doubt about it. At what point, was there any point during a game or, you know, maybe a segment of the season where you sat back? Obviously the playoffs, defense was phenomenal during the playoffs. But was there any point in the regular season where it's like, you know what, I think we're going to get there. I see this coming. I see this is going to have a happy ending. Was there any point like that for you?
I mean, I felt early on, you know, certainly all of the wins, you know, you go into Pittsburgh and you win. You go into Baltimore and you win, you know, early in the season, and you say, okay, these are the two, you know, two guys that have kind of been really, really good in this league for a long time, and two teams, I should say. And, you know, you do well there. And, you know, and then as you progress through the season, you know, certainly we could have done things better during the regular season. But quite honestly, you know, I look back and I say the Jet game, we didn't play our best. The first Cleveland game, we didn't play our best, obviously. But, you know, you go through the rest of those games and I felt like, you know, we gave ourselves a chance to win. Excuse me. So, you know, that's kind of how I see it.
Yeah, no doubt about that. I mean, in the playoffs, when you graded your players during that playoff run, I mean, everybody had to have graded a ridiculously high grade, Coach, didn't they? I mean, collectively, did your defense play almost, you know, this is about as good as it can get?
Yeah, we were locked in. I mean, and, you know, just from the whole thing and, you know, both really all three phases, you know, offense, defense, special teams, just how we all played off each other, you know, and let's call it what it is. You know, the players did a phenomenal job of turning the ball over in the playoffs. And I think we had more interceptions in the last 15 years or something in the playoffs. So somebody told me that. I didn't even know it myself.
Wow.
I don't know how far back it was, but it's been a while. And, you know, and we didn't turn it over. So, oh, by the way, you know, you're going to win games, and then you go on the road in those environments that are not easy. But again, if you're doing well in that area, you're giving yourself a chance to win, especially on the road in a intense environment in the playoffs at Kansas City, you know, in Tennessee. And it's just, you know, it was so gratifying, really.
When you beat Kansas City for the AFC Championship in the manner that you did it, and it was almost like deja vu all over again from, you know, just earlier in the month when you did it in Cincinnati, when you found yourself in that situation the second time, I mean, were you like, hey, guys, you know, we've been here, you know, we know what it takes. I mean, was it that crazy? What was it like?
Well, yeah. And you know, we trust me, we didn't plan on getting in the hole like we did, but right. I just felt like, I remember standing there feeling like, all right, they have kind of picked up where they left off in the Bills game, and they haven't slowed down. And we needed to make a big play to kind of, you know, stunt their momentum. And really the play came on the last play of the half where Eli made that play on Tyreek Hill in the goal line. And, you know, if they score there, it's going to be difficult. I'm not saying we couldn't have come back, but, you know, we really would have been down mentally. The fact that we made that play, and then, you know, we come out right away, stop them. I said that to the guy. I remember saying that at halftime. I said, you know, I want it to be three and out, but they cannot score here on this first drive. And they got a first down, but then, you know, three plays later, they're off the field. And, you know, great play by Trey Flowers, getting the ball off of Kelsey. And you know, as they say, the rest is history.
Yeah, no question. I mean, I know, and I believe it. I mean, I've experienced it. You don't pick up necessarily. You know, last year was last year. You have to wipe the slate clean. But you still do realize, you know, man, that's the level we can play at. You know, that's where we can get to, and we've shown it. So now let's try to get there again. I know we have to start over again, and it's a different team, different makeup. But, man, we got some players. We might even be a little bit better, you know, in terms of personnel than we were last year. Is that kind of the excitement that you feel like the players feel right now?
Well, I think they'll walk into, you know, every game knowing that, you know, they can beat this team. We'll have a chip on our shoulder in a good way, in a positive way. But again, just coming out of the meeting we just came out, you know, we talked about, you know, hey, we got to have the best individual tomorrow we can have, and then go on to the turnover circuit and have the best turnover circuit we can have, and, you know, on to individual and team and all the different periods. And, you know, let's worry about training camp right now and, you know, focus on that and come out healthy and feeling good about where we are from a scheme standpoint. And, you know, and then we'll turn our attention to the Steelers.
You know, I came up with the term, and I don't know if I came up with it or I heard of it or whatever, but the jerk factor, you know, there's always, you got to concern yourself with the jerk factor. This team, how big a jerk factor is it? This football team, I mean, your defensive football team, there is zero jerk factor in the locker room and on the football field with this football team. I mean, it is so easy to like these guys, to want to be around these guys, and to watch them be around each other and the special bond that's forming, you know, it's unbelievable. It really is. You guys have done such a great job in getting, you know, just really solid people in there.
Yeah, it's fun to come to work every day. And, you know, as I tell them, I said, hey, you know, we're going to see you guys more than we see our families this time of the year. And every day is not going to be perfect. Every family has their fights, and our meeting room is our living room, and if we're going to have something we got to air out, we'll do it together as a family, and it shouldn't leave the four walls. But we never really got to that point last year where there was an issue. Again, there's always bumps in the road, but this is the NFL, and guys have a lot going on outside of contracts and family and pressure from agents and family and all the different things. And we have such a great group of guys that just want to win and work together, that we have great problem solvers. And it showed last year, at the most intense time. So, the first Kansas City game at halftime, it could have been a bunch of bitching and moaning at halftime, not one word. Same thing in the AFC Championship game. So, and there's other times I could point out, but those are the two ones that, stick out to everybody. And it's a tribute to the guys in the locker room that were able to get us to bounce back and head in the right direction.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing better than no finger pointing, man. There's nothing better than that. No finger pointing, And final question, Coach, and get you out of here with this one. And again, you are the best for giving us this kind of time on the cusp of training camp. When you set goals, are you a big goal-oriented guy? Do you present goals to your football team to start the season? And are those goals, are they cast in stone? Or can they be manipulated a little bit? Or do you have the same goals every year? Do you have different goals for different players? How do you handle that part of it, Coach?
Yeah, I think the way each individual coach handles kind of their group in terms of maybe player individual goals, we have certain goals as a defense that we want to attain, and each week they're kind of standard. We want to have X amount of strip attempts. We want to have X amount of fumbles. We want to give up this many points and things like that. But I think what's important is the overall goal is to, get back to where we were and make two or three more plays that gets us that trophy. And I think that's the goal of every team right now as they stand in front of their groups. Each coach is saying, hey, our goal is to win the Super Bowl. And, I think when I have said that in years past, not just here, but in other places, maybe the guys kind of ho-hum it. Our guys know that they can do it. And we're so darn close. And now we want to get to the mountaintop and put our flag in the ground, as they say.
Coach, can't thank you enough. Got an immense amount of respect for you and your defense and what they did. And I'll tell you, man, as a former player watching your unit, you don't have to worry about effort, Coach. Your guys play hard, man. They empty the tank. They play hard for you. That's all you can ask for, man. That's a great tribute to you.
Yeah. No, I appreciate it. And that's another thing, it's like, hey, it takes no effort to hustle to the football. You don't have to be the most talented guy to run. And our guys, we have a talented group of people that have bought into that and can make up for a lot of errors if you just try hard.
No question.
Plain and simple.
Thanks much, Coach. Look forward to catching up in person.
Sounds good, guys. See you. Thanks, Lap.
Dave Lapham here, and every day I am grateful for my experience to have played professional football. As a player, I realize self-motivation, leadership, and appreciating your teammates are key. At First Star Logistics, you can use those same attributes to create the life you want for you and your family. Build your future by working hard, like I did. You'll see results both on and off the field. Call First Star Logistics today and be part of our winning team.